Chapter 66. I'm still tired from yesterday, Priya said, as she walked into Warren's office with Sophie by her side. Raven, Ian, Pablo, and Oyun were also in the room. I'm connecting, Warren said. Everyone must be in touch from now on. We can talk verbally in this room. Warren, what do you think about yesterday? Priya said. You did the best you could, but they set you up. The old species aren't a bunch of dummies. Nothing you can say or do can change anybody's mind. They raise a good point. Few of us will marry unmodified people. Who wants to watch four young spouses grow old and die over several 60-year spans of time? Priya smiled. Who wants to marry and train four young husbands? They laughed. Yeah, Warren said. If we're going to lose a spouse, let's do it the regular way, by not getting along for one reason or another. What do we do? Priya said. Species compete against each other. Sometimes they fight to the death. Some go extinct in the process. Senator MacArthur is a jerk, but he's not stupid. He thinks it's them or us. This is unnecessary, but that's his attitude. Yes, he made that clear, Warren said. If we're a new species, we also have a right to survive. Do all of us agree to that? Yes, they all said. Let me find out what our collective thinks, Priya said. Silence set in for a couple of minutes while everyone voted. It's unanimous. We all feel we have the right to survive, Priya said. Of course, Warren said. What we need to do is plan for a worst-case scenario and hope it never happens. We need to gain access to every critical infrastructure element we discussed earlier. We can control the power grid, satellite communications, banking and financial systems, many diverse types of electronic warfare systems, and many computer networks. Right now, Congress is starting an all-day closed-door session, Sophie said. Pri, did you set loose the peeper drones yesterday? Warren said. Sure did. I set three loose along the path I walked inside Congress. They walked to their proper positions and turned themselves off. They haven't reactivated, so the bug scans they perform before each session can't detect them. They should be self-activating any second now. The relay drones outside are ready. Great job, Pri, Warren said. Okay, they're activating now. Thanks, Raven, for making these little drones. We have the best seat in the house, Warren said. Okay, let's all listen. Here comes our friend, Senator MacArthur. The senator stood at the podium. It's time to conduct a closed-door preliminary vote on national security, Measure 347X1. This bill will fund pseudo-interviews, arrest, incarceration for an indefinite period, and reproductive nullification of all 25,000 transhuman subjects in the U.S. We've discussed this in private already. Please vote now. Reproductive nullification? I can't believe they're voting on this, Priya said. And if recent history is any indication, the moment the bill passes, the roundups will begin. We gotta get out of here now. The votes are cast, the senator said. 38 aye, 6 nays, with 6 abstentions. The measure will go to the House this afternoon. There will be no discussion or acknowledgement of this outside of this room. This session has ended. That was fast, Warren said. I've never seen the government this efficient. We get a few hours at least. It's safe to assume this will become law soon. What should we do? Priya said. There's no place to hide for any length of time. Our engineers and agents managed to gain access to all of those infrastructure elements we discussed earlier, Raven said. We've connected those to our telepathic network. The Omanji intentionally left a software service exposed on our implants. The service allows us to send and receive input if the implant owner agrees to it and approves it as a trusted entity. So now, with our thoughts, each one of us in this room can remote control all of those infrastructure elements. For example, Priya, you can send out messages, emails, and broadcasts of what you watch with your eyes and lots more just by thinking about it. If you want to disrupt the national power grid, you can do that by thinking. Everything is now connected. Priya accessed the command base route of the telepathic network. She navigated through virtual menus containing the national power grid, the banking system, the stock market, satellite communications, and many computer networks. She could control everything with a thought and lock others out. Raven, this is freaking me out, Priya said. It's either this or we sit back and become spayed like a female dog, Raven said. Your choice. Or neutered, Warren said. Well, they wouldn't take away our maleness and femaleness as spaying and neutering does. They would render us sterile so we can't have children the natural way. Still, they have no right to do this. I'm also worried about them trying to take away everything else we've accomplished. Someone knocked on the door. Don't answer it, Warren said. It's okay, Priya said as she looked into her eyepiece. It's Amy. Hi, guys. What's happening? Amy said, smiling without a care in the world. Hi, Amy. We may be arrested soon. I'm uploading all the instructions you might need in case we're put into a camp somewhere. What are you talking about? Amy said. Soon we'll be arrested and sterilized, Priya replied. Amy smiled, but the smile faded. You're not kidding, are you? We're not, Sophie said. Congress is voting on this now. I didn't hear about anything about this. How did you know? Don't ask, Priya said. Let's just say we have some inside information. I'd expect nothing less from you super geniuses. So are we going to sit here and wait for the inevitable? Priya said. Well, we can run and hide, Warren said, but they would find us eventually. I thought about buying plane tickets for everyone, but that's too obvious. We can't fight them with physical weapons either. I know, Priya said. We can only fight them with our wits. If they think we're a distinct species, then we as a species have the right to not go extinct. Sterilization is an attempt to force us into extinction. We'll fight them with the law, Pablo said. Even if we're put in jail, I know 200 lawyers who are old species and hundreds of AI agents who can fight for us. We've pooled our money and set up trusts to pay the human salaries even if they try to take our money away. This law firm is self-sufficient without me. The agents can operate autonomously. Good thinking, Pablo, Priya said. What should we do now? We can sit around here and wait to be arrested. We can hide and be caught one by one over the next few weeks. We can leave the country and be abused somewhere else. We can change our identities and pretend to be normal people. But how long would that last? We can ask for Box help, but he told us he doesn't want to interfere any more than is necessary. I can talk with him as a last resort, but he's been quiet lately. I'll fight for you guys, Amy said. I'll work on getting support on the Stanford campus. If you're arrested, I can start protests or something. Thanks, Amy, Priya said. Only a few hours remain. We can cause a little trouble before the law is passed. Let's start a leak of what Congress is planning. Yeah, Sophie said. We can go online as other people and leak the information. Raven, were you able to discover the passwords of any famous people we can use to spread the word? Raven smiled. Actually, yes. How about the White House? Too high profile, Priya said. Okay, how about the news networks and podcasts? Raven said. I hacked the passwords for several leading reporters. How about the primetime anchors? Perfect, Priya said as she looked into her eyepiece. Thanks for the passwords, Raven. Okay, I'm in. Now let's see, how about posting this? I'm getting word Congress is voting on a law to incarcerate and sterilize the transhumans. Anyone remember the Japanese incarceration at Manzanar? Good one, Pri, Warren said. Let's stir things up before we face our own Manzanar. Okay, sent, Priya said. Let's do the same for the lead Apple iTV news anchor. How about this? We understand Congress may be about to order the sterilization of the transhumans and then put them on a reservation. Can anyone say stock market crash? I like it, Warren said. The market will likely crash. I'm short right now, so I'd make a lot of money. I can imagine a few big down days and a bear market to follow if we aren't allowed to work. Lots of companies depend on us for their new products and inventions. Investors think we can make lots of money for companies. This is good, Sophie said. We can appeal to people who are supporters of human rights and fairness. We can appeal to those who want a strong economy and want to retire someday. Those two groups aren't mutually exclusive, but these concepts cover a wide range of people. Okay, send the post, Pri, Sophie said. Sent, Priya said. I'm tempted to do more, but I don't want people to think we're breaking into people's accounts. Let's find out what happens. The owners of those accounts still have access. A couple of hours are left in the trading day, Warren said. Some financial news services have already noticed the posts and reposted them. 5 minutes ago, the market was up 0.3%. Now it's down 1%. That's a big drop, but typical for an unconfirmed rumor, which might lead to a big downside if found to be true. The market is up 1,000% since the Omanji left. A big part of that rise has to do with our innovations, like low-cost energy, and the prospects for the future. The anchors are now retracting the posts, but they've already been reposted 150 times, Priya said. It's out now. Apple ITV deleted the post, but they say they're investigating the purpose of the closed-door session of Congress, and there may be some truth to the rumors. Yes, Sophie said. This is exactly what we want. Now the truth can be uncovered, and we haven't done anything wrong other than make two posts. Those monitor bugs pre-planted have self-destructed, right, Raven? Yeah, if they're discovered, nobody will know what they were, Raven replied. They're oxidizing into dust. I like how you got them in by hiding them in a pile of old-school-style printed press documents as a staff person wheeled them into the hall. Then you set them loose. You're a genius. A super genius, that is, Amy said as she smiled. Priya smiled too. Check this out. Apple ITV has some reporters walking around on Capitol Hill trying to find the underlying cause of this rumor, she said. Watch those aides run away from the reporters, Sophie said. I love it. This whole thing is going viral. Yeah, and in only a few minutes too, Priya said. More reporters are showing up now. The guards are keeping them back. It's too bad the reporters aren't like the Omanji. Remember how they walked in and stood in back? Congress was helpless. We can communicate like the Omanji, though, Raven said. Yeah, that's true, Priya said. I wish I had one of those round orb things they carry with them. Now the networks and bloggers are reporting on a vote happening in Congress. Let's go down to Java Nation. If we're going to be arrested, let it happen in public while we're minding our own business doing what millions of normal people do each day. On second thought, let's go to the nearby Starbucks. People are still more familiar with Starbucks. Sorry, Raven. That's okay, Raven replied. You're right. When people watch us being dragged out of Starbucks, they'll perceive us as real people, out having a frappuccino like anyone else. All our affairs are in order. Let's go. They walked out the front door and down the street. It seems like just another day, doesn't it? Warren said. It does, Priya replied. But it's not. They walked into Starbucks and stood in line to pick up their online orders. Waiting in line seems quaint, doesn't it? Priya said to Warren. Yes, I've grown used to sitting down and having my drink appear in front of me as if by magic. I hadn't noticed this before, Priya said. But most of the people in here are my mom's age. Warren looked around the place. You're right. Did you notice that, Raven? Yes, I've been closely monitoring the demographics. Younger people go to my place. They have no need to say hi to the people behind the counter. It's a personal preference, like when e-books came out. At that time, most of the older people still liked reading paper books, but a few younger people did too. I do see a few younger people here in line waiting for their orders. They got their drinks and sat down at a table in back. My frap is good, Priya said. She smiled and glanced over at Raven. Not as good as yours, though. Raven smiled back. I like mine too, handmade by real humans. Notice how the swirl of chocolate syrup on top isn't perfect. Okay. Agent Java Nation 46B, write a subroutine to add the option of random imperfections in my cocoa swirls. Update. They laughed. What are we going to do when they come for us? Sophie said. We should passively resist, Priya said. But they'll still charge us with resisting arrest. We need to stand up for our rights. We need to show we're human, even if technically we aren't regarded as such anymore. Warren, what are you looking at? On the big screen, something is happening on Capitol Hill. Dozens of reporters are on the scene now. Oh, check out this link to the audio so we can all follow, since this place is noisy. Reporter. We've learned the Senate voted earlier today to determine a course of action regarding the transhuman children who were modified by the Omanji. Now that a few of them are having children of their own, an anonymous source says the childbearing must stop or the human race will become extinct. That's so hyperbolic, Priya said. Warren shook his head. Or not. We're the future, reporter. We're also learning a vote has concluded in the House. Members are leaving the chamber now. I'm glad we put those bugs in there, Priya said. I guess they'll come for us now. I'm going to talk to my mom for a minute. She connected. Mom? Are you okay, Pri? We're watching the news now. I'm okay. We knew about this ahead of time. We're prepared for any eventuality. What do you mean? Nisha said. I can't tell you. They will ask you at some point. It's best you don't know. They'll come for us soon. Watch for me on the news. Everything is set up. You're in my will, and we've set up trusts. My company can run by itself. We employ a small army of lawyers, and there's plenty of money to keep them well fed. The AI law agents are running day and night. Even my plants will be taken care of by Raven's auto-watering system. I'm ready. In your will? Pri, you're making my heart race. It's okay, don't worry. Mom, they're here. Follow my live broadcast. If they take my eyepiece, my drone, and eyes will continue to record my treatment. Forward my feed to all of your 1.1 billion members. I also have another way to transmit through my account. The world will see through my eyes. You'll find out later. Publicity should make them think twice about doing anything stupid. I gotta go. I love you and Daddy and Sanjay. Bye! Sophie tapped Priya on the shoulder to let her know several FBI agents had walked into the Starbucks. Hold on, I'm broadcasting now, Priya said. Okay, I'm ready. This is Priya, and I'm about to be arrested for having ovaries. Please watch my broadcast and pass it around. Thank you for all of your support. Here they come. Are you Priya Chandra? The first agent said. Yes, I am. Please come with us. Why are you arresting me? You are being arrested for being an existential threat under the Human Species Preservation Act, the agent said. Specifically, Presidential Executive Order 9066-B, signed into law today. Part of that number seems familiar. Are you going to read me my rights? That's unnecessary under this new law. Please come with us. Priya looked around the cafe. Did you hear that? I'm Priya, and I'm being arrested for being a threat under the Human Species Preservation Act. I have no rights under this law. She pointed to the big screen. That's what they voted on just now. Nobody in the cafe said a word at first. Eventually, one middle-aged woman yelled, Let her go! She's no threat to anybody! A few others said, Yeah. Many others watched in silence. Well, here we go, Priya thought to Sophie, Warren, Ian, Raven, Oyun, and Pablo, as the van carrying them drove away. See what's happening on our telepathic network? Everyone is being arrested all at once. They think they're being sneaky. Soon the van stopped in a vacant lot so they could be loaded onto a bus. Priya thought to everyone in the telepathic network, Everything will be okay. Let them take you. We're all ready to go. We can provide the necessary negative leverage if we need it. They were loaded into buses and driven 60 miles east. They arrived 2 hours later due to the normally slow afternoon traffic. Whoa, that Manzanar comparison isn't far off, Priya thought to the others. The endless rows of tents are the same. This looks like a long-term settlement. They've been preparing this for quite a while. They slipped this one by us. Yeah, I had no idea they were building this, Warren thought back. Priya, are you there? Bach, is that you? Priya thought back. Yes, it's me. I've been watching this happen. Do you need any help? We're okay. We have a few tricks up our sleeves if we need them. Tricks up sleeves? Bach paused for a few seconds. I understand. That's good. I want you to know I'm here if you need me. Thanks, Bach. You're a real friend. I'll let you know. I'm hoping this problem can be resolved peacefully. I don't want the humans to turn on you and cause problems. Right now, they're leaving you and your colony alone. Okay, I'm going to let you focus on your situation. I don't want to distract you. Talk to me anytime. They disconnected. Pri? What's happening? Sophie thought silently. I spoke with Bach. He wants to help. I told him we may need his help later, but not yet. That's good to know, Sophie thought back. I think we're in over our heads. Soon their bus pulled in behind a lengthy line of buses at the front gate. I'm glad we got everything in order before we were arrested, Warren thought to the others. They don't give you time to do anything. If I had a dog and didn't know about this ahead of time, it would be starving already. Yeah, that's true, Raven thought to the others. Our engineers have everything in order on the network. We archived our entire social network into a single file using 4096-bit encryption. It would take longer than the history of the universe for all computers on Earth to break the encryption. Then we shut down the network and dismantled it. That's good, Priya thought. And there's no way anybody can hack into our telepathic network, right? Right, Raven thought back. The encryption level is far beyond anything we're capable of decrypting right now. Even the Omanji can't do it without the keys. That's good, too. Okay, here we come to the front gate. They were processed in the main detention center and assigned tents. 8 people per tent. No explanation or directions were given. It was an average mid-November afternoon with a temperature around 70 degrees Fahrenheit with rain showers expected in the evening. I wonder why they kept all of us in the same tent, Priya thought to the others. I'm not sure, Sophie thought back. Maybe the tent is bugged and they want us to talk, Raven thought. I think we should talk out loud unless it's something important. Let's speculate as we would do if we knew nothing at all. Let's assume they're listening. I'm letting everyone know this now. Good idea, Warren thought. He said out loud, I wonder what they're going to do with us. I'm not sure, Priya said. They're not telling us anything. There must be a law against this type of incarceration. This is like Manzanar. I agree. What are they going to do to us? Sophie said. I hope they won't make us sell our property at a small fraction of its real value, Warren said. That's what they did to 120,000 incarcerated Japanese Americans during World War II. They paid back skimpy reparations 40 years later. I bet they're calling this a relocation center or an evacuation center like they did back then, Priya said. Yeah, it's not an Auschwitz-style concentration camp, but it's at least a prison. Notice the armed guards out there? I bet if we tried to escape, we'd be shot. This is no internment center. They took away our eyepieces. There's nothing on the devices of any interest since we cleaned them. They spent the rest of the day walking around the perimeter of the camp, talking with the others. The guards served dinner. Nobody gave them any information. They managed to get a few hours of sleep,